Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you the voices of talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, we welcome new Sundial contributor Annie Lee Gale, who brings us two poems she's recently written.
Healing. Processing how I feel for me is writing letters, trying to identify my feelings, a complex jigsaw I've never been good at, all the puzzle pieces out, but no box with a picture. Dear ex-boyfriend, cross. Dear dad, cross. Dear mom, cross. Dear grandmother, cross. Dear great-grandmother, cross. Dear ancestors who left the women in my family branded, where we can't trust men but sharpen our tongues like swords. Hell hath no fury like a woman's scorn. I wonder how many generational tears it'll take before we find the strength and compassion, the wisdom and kindness, the peace and just being. How many generations for chains to break? I wonder who started the motion, what her life was like to make her tongue be so sharp and her heart be so hard. Maybe that is compassion enough for a link to fall. I wrote this poem to kind of speak on my experience as a late diagnosed autistic woman. 1, 2, 3, nos. I never understood what eye contact meant. Why do we call it eye contact when really it's just staring at someone's face while they talk? 1, 2, 3, left cheek. I forget my lines after how are you. No one ever truly wants to know how are you. 1, 2, 3, right cheek. Did you hear anything I said? No. But how do I explain I can hear the electricity buzzing? I can hear the cold air coming from underneath the door. And yes, I know it's cold, because hot and cold air sound differently. The fryers in the back are beeping. The workers keep talking. Drinks are being poured, so ice is hitting glass. I hate that sound. 1, 2, 3, forehead. 1, 2, 3, chin. 1, 2, 3, back to nose. Because socializing is a script everyone got but me. Conversation is a ballet dance, and I'm never sure of the melody. At first, everyone loves the manic pixie autistic girl, until they realize she has meltdowns at bars, and taking her off her routine has her feeling like she's sent off to Mars. Friendship is a delicate balancing act, like a tightrope at a circus. Late diagnosed, so no one seems to notice, the way sounds scratch at my skin, the way I always feel like I'm outside looking in. 1, 2, 3, nose. 1, 2, 3, left cheek. I'm sorry I didn't hear you. I'm sorry I didn't understand your joke. 1, 2, 3, right cheek. 1, 2, 3, forehead. 1, 2, 3, chin. 1, 2, 3, back to nose.
Sundial contributor Annie Lee Gale is a mom who works full-time in healthcare. She's been writing since the age of 13 and is currently working on her first novel that will be published next year. She hopes that in the future there will be more representation of women who are autistic. In fact, that is why she is writing her novel. You can hear Annie Lee's poetry again by visiting WLRH.org online and clicking on the sundial icon. And we'll bring you another new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner next Monday morning at 9. The Sundial Writer's Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.